Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to The Social Circus, where every week we dive into a variety of topics covering social media, mindset, and how to run your business. I hope that you enjoy today's episode.
Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome to episode 96 of The Social Circus. It's really exciting to feel that episode 100 is fast approaching. And I have to share with you all, for episode 100, I'm going to be talking about all of the things I've learned about running my podcast over 100 episodes. So I'm really looking forward to that. You can expect it to be live in mid-April, so not far away. And it's going to be a really fun episode. But for today's episode, what I'm going to be looking at is, obviously, I'm hoping that you've gathered from this month, I've done a whole lot of personal sharing. So the first episode of this month, I talked about my journey with endometriosis. I then dived into looking at what would I tell myself from 13 years ago. And in this week's episode, I'm going to be looking at things that I would do differently in my business. So just in case you're not aware, March for me is a really big month. So March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. So I love always making sure I shine a light on that as an endometriosis sufferer. So that's what my first episode was about. March is also the month that I started my business. So that's a pretty big month. And this year, which is 2024, I have been celebrating 13 years in business. And it is also my birthday month. And it is a big month for me this year because I'm turning 50. And in next week's episode, which is episode 97, I'll be talking about things that I've noticed about turning 50. So I hope that you're going to enjoy all of these episodes. We will then go back to episode 98 in April, where we'll resume our normal broadcast services, for want of a better expression. But I'm really excited to say that during the month of March, my podcast really peaked and it was performed really, really well on the Australian Marketing Podcast. And I think that I'm going to take it that you have enjoyed these more personal insight episodes. So thank you for supporting and listening to them. It is a little bit scary when you share so vulnerably and share like what goes on behind the scenes in your world and your life. So thank you for responding so positively. It means a lot to me and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. The fact that my podcast ranked so well this month says that you enjoyed these episodes, you shared them and you got value out of them. So thank you so much for that. And I guess what it signals to me is that you have enjoyed hearing a little bit about who Sarah is and behind the scenes. And so I will take that on board and try and share some more personal stuff as we're going throughout the year. But what I wanted to say was thank you, thank you, thank you, because it means the world to me that you support my podcast. It is an important part of my business. And if I'm really honest, I love it. I actually love doing interviews. We've got some really exciting interviews coming up over the next couple of months. I have interviewed some amazing guests. And I actually really love doing my solo episodes where I get to talk and shoot the breeze on topics that I am interested in. So all in all, I have to say my podcast is probably one of the favorite things about my business, and I'll be sharing all that in episode 100, as I said already. But today I'm going to be talking about what do I wish I had done differently in my business. And I'm going to start by saying there are a couple of things that I did really well in my business in the early days, and I'm hoping that both of these lessons, all of these lessons, will allow you to look at your business, look at the way in which you behave in your business, and maybe take some learnings away from them. You may or you may not, and that's absolutely fine. So one of the things that I did when I started my business is I didn't spend tons of money on branding, and I didn't spend tons of money on trying to work out a name. So I traded without a name for about 18 months. I think I was called Sarah Thompson Consulting, and my husband had a company called Blue Man Computers, and I kind of used Blue Man Marketing, which does not resonate at all. And I didn't really think about it or overthink about it. And it came to me when it was right. And as most of you know, I am Online Social Butterfly. I still love the name of my company. And I want to say to you that I see many of my clients do this. They labor over the name of their business. They spend thousands on branding. And what concerns me is that, look, I love branding and I'm a marketing girl. So I'm all in for like getting your brand and your logo done professionally. But what happens is often we spend so much time thinking about that and we don't spend enough time thinking about who's my ideal customer, what am I going to put out into the market. So my advice would always be kind of make do if you possibly can and put yourself out there, get a couple of clients, get yourself up and running, and you can always update and improve your branding over time. So I think that was a really good decision. And if I'm really honest, it probably wasn't a decision. It was a necessity because I simply didn't have the funds to spend on branding. And at the time, I didn't feel like I had a name that aligned with who I wanted to be. And I guess the great thing about that is because I sat with my business for probably 18 months. When we came across Online Social Butterfly, which full credit to my husband, that was his choice of name, it landed and I love it to this day. And so I want to kind of encourage you to not spend time overthinking things, okay? And that's a really important lesson for us in our business. Now, the other thing that I wish I had done more of is, and I do it really well now, and everybody who knows me, and I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Jenny, because this is definitely for her, because she is the one that had me realize that I am successful. And the reason I often am embarrassed to say that I'm successful is because I try lots of things and they don't work. And Jenny kind of shared this definition of success is to fail fast, fail often. And I added with tenacity, because I think I do that really well. So I'm really good at trying things out now. I try things all the time in my business. Some of them bomb dramatically. Others do so well. And can I just say, every single one of them teaches me something more about running a business. And there are always lessons and things to take away from it. But in the early days, I did not have that same, don't even know if, I guess the word is tenacity, but I didn't have that same drive to kind of just let's see how it goes and let's try things out. And it's really funny because at the core of my coaching, if you coach with me as a client, I say this so often. I reckon I say it once a day when I'm on my coaching days. And it's a kind of a saying that I came up with, and I'm certain that I've shared it on my podcast. But if you have children in your world and you have bought them, and I use Lego because we are massive Lego fans in this household. If you buy a child a Lego set, it says on the box, this is what you have to build. So for example, we are big Star Wars Lego fans. So it says, this is the Lego Death Star and you have to build it like this. And the truth of it is that your child will probably build that. And then you'll turn away and you'll look back and you'll see that inside the Lego Death Star, there's Batman and there's Spider-Man and there's Iron Man, little minifigs. And you're like, they don't belong in that universe. And then suddenly there's a car racing through and there wasn't those kind of cars in the Star Wars universe. And what we have to learn, and this is such a great analogy for running a business, is that we can spend so much time putting together the set. And by that, I mean putting together our business, like thinking about our branding, thinking about what do we want to offer our clients? Like, what does this service look like? What does this package look like? What is the minutiae of this offering? And the truth of it is, until we tip the toys out and play with them, we don't know how they're going to be received. Now, it is definitely my experience that I've seen people who have spent so much time in that planning that when they've gone to present their offer and it hasn't landed, it is really hard for them to change. So they're so wedded to, but I've spent so much time thinking about this and I know it's right. But then if the audience is saying it's not, they aren't able to change. And that can be really detrimental to your business. So please remember that analogy. It will serve you so well, as in put it out there and see what happens. Put it out as a beta test. Put it out to say, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Are you interested? Because when we are less invested in something, and by invested, I mean we haven't spent hours and hours creating it, we're more open to having that let's see what happens approach to it when we're running our business. And this, I would say, more than anything, is probably the secret to my success, is I have a very much a let's see what happens approach to things. So I would definitely encourage myself in the early days to be more creative, to have more fun, to play and try new things. I worked out very early on what my offering was. I was a social media manager and I managed people's social media. And I kind of pigeonholed myself in that space, even though I had tons more skills than that. I have a traditional marketing, comms and advertising background. There was so much that I can do that I just kind of didn't think about how could I try new offerings. I was worried about diluting my very strong proposition. When in reality, I now have a great diverse offerings in my business and people relate to all of them because they have the underlying synergy that they belong to digital marketing. And I didn't really understand that in those days. So as long as my offering sat within, does this brand suit that? And when I was in corporate marketing, we always used to ask, does the brand stretch there? And if the answer is yes, you should give it a try. And if the answer is no, So for example, if I started teaching, what was something? Finance, which I never will, could I just say that? If I started teaching money and finance, it would make no sense for me and my brand because you were like, she's in marketing and comms and advertising and all of her proposition is around digital and now she's offering this. So can you see where your brand does stretch and where it doesn't stretch? And it has a really natural fit. So try things out within what makes sense and is authentic to your brand. And I wish I had done more of that in the early days. I'm so good at it now. And I guess I definitely have the approach now, and it does come with having more consistent sales in your business so there's less risk. But it comes from having this approach that what's the worst that can happen? If I create something and people don't love it, what's the worst that can happen? And the answer is usually very little. And I really wish I'd had more of that approach in the early days. The other thing that I think I wish I had done much sooner, and I'm really embarrassed to say this because I am in marketing and I teach this a lot, is I wish I had started my email list sooner. And it wasn't really until about 4 years ago that I decided I was going to go down this digital product route that I realized that I didn't have an email list and I started to work on growing it really quickly. I now have a really good sized email list. I'm really proud of the work that we've put into that. But it's like, it's the analogy, and I think it's a Chinese proverb, the best time to have planted a tree was 10 years ago and the next best time is today. So whilst I kind of berate myself that I hadn't done it sooner because I should have known better because I'm in marketing and know how important these things are, I started it as soon as I kind of was aware that I needed it. So I'm going to give myself a break on that. But I definitely know that. And the irony of it is that in one of my corporate jobs, I actually studied direct marketing and I studied list building and I actually set up for a company that I worked for the whole email marketing program. And it was a massive undertaking. And I was kind of the driver behind that. It made such a huge difference to all that we did. And I look back and think, oh, I so knew better. But anyway, here we are. And that's a lesson that I would love to change in my business journey. The other thing I definitely wish I had done is I wish I had started creating digital products so much sooner than 4 years ago, because I think that it is much easier than you think to create a digital product. I thought it was incredibly complex. And to be fair, technology has definitely moved and it is easier than ever to create a digital product now. So I definitely want to say it is easier now. But I want to share something with you because I feel like probably we've all done this, but many years ago, and I reckon it's probably 8 years ago, I invested in some software called Infusionsoft, which I started my list building through that. And then I hated the software and stopped using it and didn't download my email list. I kind of had started 8 years ago, but still. And I bought with Infusionsoft their portal called MemberSoft that allows you to host your digital courses on there. Now, I paid for MemberSoft, or whatever the name is, apologies, for I want to say 1 or 2 years, because I thought by paying for it, it would push me to create my online course. It did not. Okay. And I kind of feel sad in many ways because I A, wasted money, and B, I think I overthought how hard creating an online course was. And when I created my first course, it was in September 2019. I launched it in February 2020, right before COVID. Makes it a nice, easy milestone to remember. It was a huge amount of work, and I actually used COVID because it was really quiet in our business to turn more of my training into courses, and I became quite addicted to it. And now I have a big suite of digital courses. But the funny thing is, until you've created one thing in your mind, you can turn it into Mount Everest, and you just can't see how this is possible or how you can actually achieve something that seems like a massive effort. And I would say to you, if there is something in your business that you really want to do, the simplest way to do it is to break it down into small actions and every week take one step towards it. Because, it was one of my mum's favorite expressions, it still is, time passes anyway. And when I was talking to her a few years ago about doing my master's, I said to her, it's going to take me ages because I have to do it really part-time because business is busy, the children are busy, life is busy. And her comment was, of course, time passes anyway. And she's right, because if we don't start making progress towards the things that we really want to do, time will continue to move And we'll look back in 2 years and go, if I had started 2 years ago and spent an hour a week on this project or this concept, it would probably be live by now. And this is one of the things that I find most frustrating, and I still do it to myself now, is that I think, I really want to do something, and I put it down and I look at it as like the big elephant that I have to eat, and it becomes this enormous, overwhelming thing. And I teach so well how to do goal setting, and I teach so well how to take action and make progress in your business. I think it's one of my superpowers, is showing people how simple that is. And yet sometimes I let myself down, and I remind myself, break this down into all the steps, Sarah, and then put a time estimate next to them. And then when you find yourself, you've got 30 minutes spare in your day, that is when you go and do those things. So I wish that I had set aside time, and I wish I had started growing my business then in digital products 8 years ago instead of just 4 years ago, because I'd love to know where I would be now if I had made those choices sooner. And I'm certain that we all feel like that. And I know that running a business, we often are filled with regret. And on that note, one of the things that I really want to do is I want to say, I wish I had celebrated things along the way. So in my business, I always wanted my business to be successful, and I've tracked my money for years and years and years. And probably about 7 or 8 years, I've tracked my money, and I've kept some of it. Obviously, we have our accounting software that tracks our income and things like that. But I've done some money mindset courses, and when I did it 8 years ago, the amount that I was earning then was probably $3,000, maybe $4,000 a month in my business. It was very much a small business. And I wish I had celebrated the moment, because I don't know when it happened, when I had my first 10K month. I wish I had celebrated when I had my first 20K month, 30, 40, and I've had a couple of 50K months as well. And I don't think I celebrated those milestones enough. And now in my business, the income that I earn is something that I could only have dreamed about when I started my business. And so it becomes your norm. Can I just say, it becomes normal to earn the money that you earn. Whatever it is that you earn, after a while, you kind of get used to, this is what we look, this is what our income looks like, this is the wage we draw out of our business, all that kind of thing. But along the way, I wish I had paused to go, oh, go Sarah, you've done this. Wow. And really celebrate those moments. And I do want to share with you, because I'm only recording this podcast just in advance. I normally am batched. Lots of episodes are batched. But I wanted to do this one quite close on, because I felt it was important to reflect how I was feeling in the month. And last week, I had a tremendous week in my business. I am growing another business alongside this one, which hasn't been shared publicly. I promise I'll share it with you soon. And we had a momentous week in that new company. And alongside that, had a really great week in Online Social Butterfly. And I saw my best friend and I said to her, can we get some champagne? Because I need to celebrate. I've had a great week. And she's like, definitely, let's do that. Tell me all about it. And I guarantee 100% I did not do that often enough in my business. And sharing wins and stopping and pausing and reflecting on them is so important in business. I definitely shared, some big wins when I first launched my first product, when I had my first digital sale, all of those things. But when I have launches, I think I set myself such high goals, I very rarely stopped to celebrate them. So last year I had one of my biggest launches ever. It was to my mastermind. And my goal was to have 25 women in the mastermind. And actually is what it's capped at. And I reached that goal. And all I did, can I say, and I'm really embarrassed to say this, is I had the best launch ever. I did my launch so well. I tried some really cool, interesting things that landed for my audience. And all I did was debrief myself and kind of go, what could I do better next time? And I didn't stop and pause and say, wow, that was the best month ever. You have just filled your mastermind to capacity, and look at you go, girl. And I wish I had done some of that at that moment, because when I do my next launch, I have to beat that. And I don't know how you can beat it if your mastermind is at capacity. So it is really, really important. And I cannot stress this enough. Whatever the win is, please celebrate it. So if the win is that if you're juggling young children with your business, which I did in the early days, if the win is that you worked a full day and you were at school pickup on time, dressed in clean clothes, pause and just go, yay me, because Nobody does it for you when you work for yourself, okay? You will find some beautiful friends. I'm so lucky. I mentioned Jenny earlier on. She is absolutely one of my biggest cheerleaders. She does also tell me off a fair bit too. But I want to say this, it is rare that people will acknowledge your success in the same way that we get validated in a workplace. So in workplaces, when we complete a project, your boss will give you a well done. And in marketing, that was really frequent. So I got lots of validation. When we have our annual reviews, our interim reviews, all those things, we get validated and we get feedback. When you work for yourself, this simply does not happen. So if you don't congratulate yourself and you don't pause and reflect, all you're going to do is keep looking forward. And I really want to say, if you do that, it's exhausting and you'll push yourself into burnout because you will never look back and see how far you have come. And if Sarah from 13 years ago could see when some months her business earned $500 and I had one client and then I got another client and then it grew and it grew and it doubled and it doubled. If I could see myself where I am right now, I would be elated. I would be so full of joy and I would think, wow, how did we get there? How did we do that? Because in truth, if I went back in a time machine to 13 years ago and said, this is what our business looks like now. My husband works full time in it. We have a team. We earn this much money really consistently. We have all of these products and this is what we do. I think she would look at me like I was probably talking rubbish because at the time, 13 years ago, I didn't have any of those things in my business and I couldn't see what was possible. But I had those little milestones along the way and I should have been celebrating them more. So I want to say to you, can you just pause a moment and ask yourself, when was the last time you celebrated a success in your business? When did you share that with someone else, whether that is your immediate family, your bestie, someone in business? I really want to encourage you to take those moments to pause and celebrate because that has to be one of my biggest lessons and it would have to be one of the things that I would do so much differently. And celebrating can look different for everyone. So for me, having a champagne with my best friend is a wonderful thing to do. You might like to stop and go and have dinner. You might celebrate by going having a coffee. I don't care what you do, but I want you to celebrate and I want you to pause and acknowledge how far you have come. Because like I said, if I met Sarah 13 years ago, she would not be able to comprehend how I am where I am now. It's too big a leap. It would seem like magic. That's how far I've come. So that is my biggest lesson and what I would like to change about my journey. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Gosh, it goes fast when I'm on a solo. And as I said, next week's episode, I'm actually going to be on holidays. And if everything aligns with the universe, it will all go out automated. So fingers crossed that my husband has sorted that. He's very techie, so I'm quite confident. But in next week's episode, I am recording a kind of the things that I've noticed about turning 50. So it is my last very personal and intimate episode. And as I said, the following week, we resume to having a wonderful guest, Annie, who is a racial equity coach. And we had a wonderful conversation. So I'm really looking forward to all of that happening. I hope that you have enjoyed March and enjoyed hearing me share more about me. If you have, I would be thrilled if you could DM me on Insta. I am online social butterfly on every platform. Let me know what you've enjoyed, what you'd like to hear more of. I always take your feedback on board because the podcast is as much about you as it is about me. And I want to create content that excites you, that engages you and helps you learn and grow your business. So thank you for tuning into my episodes each and every week. And you will catch us the same time next week on The Social Circus. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Social Circus. As your host, Sarah Thompson, I am thrilled that you've chosen to spend your time hanging out with me. I would be so grateful if you could spare an extra moment to go and leave me a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you even felt more excited, you could share my podcast with your friends who you think would get great value from it. Thanks so much again for tuning in.